Okay, so the first thing that we're going to do is an invocation. And as you start doing this work, you'll want to think about how you do that. You can, you know, use snippets of others. You can always use the entirety of mine. But most of all, you find that you just, it's kind of just given to you with whatever your style is. And I happen to get pretty elaborate with it, if you, you know, you guys know that. But that's not necessary. All you're really doing is, hey Kim, come on in. So really with an invocation, what you're really doing is simply, here's a change that has been happening. I've always said, you're simply calling in the energy. And now what it's saying is, actually what we're doing is revealing the energy. It's already here. So, anyway, my languaging around that is changing to revealing. But going back to, we're just talking about an invocation, because I'm just about to do that. So we're just talking about that. And so really all an invocation is focusing our attention to an energy. It's, in this case, creating a circle for all of us. Other times when I do it with my clients, it's just bringing in that connection. That's all it's doing. So however that works for you is completely appropriate. You can be silent with it, and you can say it out loud. It can be short, it can be long. So in the invocation that I do, I'm bringing in the energy, or revealing the energy that's here. And really activating one particular energy. Did you have a question?
No.
Oh, okay. So I'm just activating one particular energy. And in this case, because we're working with Reiki, I'm activating Reiki energy into the room, or revealing the Reiki energy in the room. So that's what the invocation is really about. And typically you're stating an intention too. And so part of the intention that I do with it is to help everyone, including myself, move from the busyness and into a more heart space. Because by the time everybody gets here, we've all had a really busy day, lots to think about. You guys have had traffic, etc. So we're doing that. We're also bringing in the circle, connecting the circle, and bringing in the spirit guides to the circle. And then bringing in thank you and whatever else comes through. Typically, I state some kind of an intention, too, of what is it that we're actually doing here. So it's as simple as you can, you know, you could be as simple as place your hands in gassho with all those intentions happening, and you could do it for 10 seconds. You could do it for, you know, 5 minutes, however. It's up to you. But I only bring this up because we'll continue to bring it up over time, because you'll want to think about some way that you kind of connect in and start that process. Okay. So, and there's no pressure with it either. The other thing that I used to do as I am self-taught, is that I used Marianne Williamson's book. It's called Illuminata, and it's a book of prayers. And so those were my invocation. And then I'd take parts of one and parts of another. One word I liked here, it would just bring in a feeling for me. And so, and then I'd write it down and I'd just read it. I read my invocations for years. Piece of paper, I've got to read this because otherwise I'm just like this the whole time. And of course that's changed now, but that's what I needed to do at the beginning. So. All right, so we're going to go ahead and do it.